Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
If you listen to Melissa and Austin pretty regularly, you've probably heard me mention the Dads softball team. A group of guys that we play in Elmhurst Recreational Softball League. And we may or may not have won the championship about a week ago, a little over a week ago.
Yeah, and I also feel like you guys have really bonded quickly.
Oh my gosh.
Starting this new
team. We came into this league not knowing who each other were, and 9 weeks in, we're like, I think we would all take a bullet for each other. We love each other. Like, it is incredible. And so, obviously, after we won the championship, we went out to Pints in Elmhurst, and we grabbed a few beers.
Nice.
And, you know, and maybe a Malort shot or two.
Okay.
And,
fun time.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not counting, mainly because I couldn't. But in doing so, at the end of the night, we racked up a pretty big bill with appetizers, you know, a couple entrees, mm-hmm. and all of the drinks that we got. It's about $400 bill.
Wow.
That's a big one.
It is a big one. And at the end of the night, we're like, how do we want to do this? Do you want to split it up, and or does someone want to take it and then we'll all pay that person? I was like, you know what? I'll take it. You know, I've never done this move before, but I said, I'll take the bill and you guys just pay me, Venmo me or whatever. Mm-hmm. I've always heard it's a smart move because you get the points on your credit card, but then you also, you know, sometimes people pay you a little bit more than what they actually owe, so then you make a little money. So I was like, oh, you know what? I'll do it.
Okay, scamming your friends. Okay.
I'm not scamming my friends. I'm scamming my softball team. No, I'm kidding. No, but in doing so, not everyone has paid me back. This is like a week and a half ago.
Ooh. Oh, no.
So I need your help, and I need everybody's help. 312-946-4995. How do I go about asking, like, bringing it back up without seeming like a cheapskate? And look, if it was just like one or two people that didn't pay, I'd be fine. There's about 10 guys total. I'd be fine. But it's been like, it's probably like four or five guys that haven't paid. Like, it is like,
so like almost
half the group didn't pay.
Part of me, and you're not going to like this answer, I think the money's lost.
No!
I know you got a team next year. It's going
to
be awkward. Yeah. And you just kind of, I think you kind of swallow it, in my opinion, and maybe deal with it next year.
No way. There's got to be ways you can get your money back.
312-946-4995. Please call and help me out here because I don't want my wife to check the credit card statement and see that we spent $400 and I didn't make it all back.
Well, luckily, it's not like we're talking on the radio right now.
Well,
and she could be listening.
Yeah, she's definitely not. There's not a chance. 312-946-4995. If you think you can help me out with a way that I can get the rest of the guys to pay and get my money back.
Especially without offending anybody.
You've heard me talk about the Dads softball team. Well, some of them still haven't paid up from our host championship celebration at Pints. We racked up a $400 bill, and I still need about half the group to pay. How do I do it? Let's go to Allie and Lyle.
How is Austin going to get his money back from these guys?
I mean, I've done this with people, too, where I'm like, oh, yeah, you can totally pay me back later. No big deal. And then I end up chasing them, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So normally I'm just like, hey, I don't know if you sent it to me, but I never received it. So can you check your Venmo from that time that we went out to the bar or whatever I'm chasing them for?
Yeah.
And usually they'll be like, oh, yeah, I totally forgot. I'm so sorry. I'll send it to you right now.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Is there a statute of limitations? Because it's been about a week and a half. And I'm like, I wanted to give them enough time, but I also like, how long is too long from the event for me to pull something like that?
I mean, honestly, I'm chasing someone from my bachelorette party, and that was back in August.
Oh, my gosh. They still haven't paid you?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So,
jeez.
I think it depends on how much money it is. Like, if it's only, like, $5, then
right.
Yeah, it might kind of be like, you got to let it go. But if it's a decent amount, yeah. I would keep going after them.
See, the thing is, it's not a ton of money. It's like, it comes out to about $50 a dude or something, or $45 a guy, which isn't much. But when there's
like five of them.
Yeah, four or five guys, it adds up. And so that's why I'm like, oh, geez, I need at least half of those half to pay, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say probably give it another like week, like give them a reminder.
Okay.
And hope for the best.
So I feel like guys are good at this. Like you could give them a hard time. Dudes, guys.
Yeah, dads.
Dads. I have kids' mouths to feed or something like that.
Yeah, right. Yes. Hey, guys, my daughters couldn't eat this week because not everyone paid
me
that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That'd be so funny.
Okay. Allie, thank you so much for calling and weighing in. I really do appreciate it.
No problem. Have a good day, guys.
You know, it's like, look, we win the championship and all of a sudden everyone gets... too big to pay, right?
Yeah, apparently.
Lisa in Lake Village.
How is Austin going to get his money back?
I do this, unfortunately, all the time. I'm collecting for team t-shirts right now, so I kind of have mastered this. So if you have a group chat by chance,
uh-huh.
You kind of send it out and say, hey, thank you, Joe, George, Bob.
Oh.
Appreciate you sending me that money. And then you say, for those of you that still have to square up with me, here's my Venmo, or hey, I'm going to be at the bar on Tuesday if you guys want to come and square up.
Okay.
So it's actually a nice way to call everybody out, but
yeah.
then also let them know that they're not the only one who didn't pay you.
Yeah, right, right.
But it so is they don't also feel singled calling out. Them out publicly.
Yeah.
It's like saying, hey, like if I hadn't paid... so-and-so paid, and everybody knows that I'm in that group and I haven't paid yet. That's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, right.
In a way.
But it's doing it in a collective way to where, you know, some people honestly just forget.
Yeah, they do.
But if you don't say it, all of a sudden it's next year and then they feel bad as well. So
yeah, I may just try that.
It's just a nice reminder. And then it just is, again, a way to say, because it's not fair for you to have to eat it.
No, yeah. Not at all.
And I end up short all the time, I feel. So I've got way better at it.
Well, listen, Lisa, thank you so much for calling and weighing in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lisa.
All right. Stay blessed. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, hopefully I get that money back, and especially before the spring season.
You're going to have to update us on how you decide to do it and then if you get all the money back, because I'm going to be curious to know.
Oh, I'll update you for sure on the dads. That will never be a problem. You know, like if we win another championship.
No. What? On the money.
Oh, just on the
things.
Money?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll update you on both. Let's play some ones.
Gotta
go.
One's Gotta Go is powered by our friends at Arnold Electrical Services.
Zzzt.
Get your text messages into our text line 312-946-4995. Send us a couple of options that you think are difficult to pick between, and we're going to tell you which one's got to go. Melissa, myself, and our guy, Tim in Darien. Tim, how are you this morning?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Doing so good.
Really good. Thanks for joining us. You ready to play some One's Gotta Go?
I am.
Okay, Kyle, let's go.
All right. From an 847 texter, One's Gotta Go. Pumpkin patches or apple orchards? Which one's Aww. Gotta go, Tim?
Apple orchards.
Why?
Apple orchards. Pumpkin patches are too much fun. You get to get out on the tractor, go out on hay rides, mm-hmm. pumpkin donuts. They usually have apples for sale locally.
Yeah. A lot more Instagrammable, for sure.
Fair.
That's what Tim was going to say.
A lot more at a pumpkin patch, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. I was going to say the pumpkin had to go, but now that you said that, that's true. You can still get apples at a pumpkin patch. And I love them.
Yes, you can.
So you're right. I think it has a little bit more of a cute fall fun feel at a pumpkin place. So the apple orchard's got to go.
Guys, I was literally just at a pumpkin patch last night.
Nice. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. Why would I invite you?
Maybe we wanted to go. I don't know. Melissa and I. Melissa, were you free?
Yeah.
It was in Elmhurst. You guys would not have driven to Elmhurst.
Why are you going at night?
Yeah, good point.
Well, it was dusk. It was like as the sun was setting. We went and picked up some pumpkins.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we brought them home with us. So I'm saying the apple orchard's got to go. It's unanimous. Give me the pumpkin patch all day, every day, and twice on Sunday.
Nice.
Well, actually, twice on Thursday nights.
Again, thanks for the invite. Anyway, next one up here. One's got to go. A busy weekend full of plans or a weekend where you do nothing but sit on the couch? Tim, which one's got to go for you?
Busy, full of plans.
Oh, you'd much rather sit on the couch?
Much rather stay on the couch.
Okay, fair. Melissa?
Oh, yeah. I love just sitting on the couch and just binge watching and watching movies and then football on Sundays. And oh, my gosh, the busyness has got to go.
Awesome.
Without a doubt.
I think you would just sleep. I don't think you would watch shows or football.
What's wrong with napping? Nothing wrong with it.
I'm saying, you know what? I'm actually going to say the sitting on the couch has got to go. Because by the end of it, you feel kind of lazy. Give me the weekend full of fun things to do.
Okay. Now, last one, Tim. Last one just for you from an 847 texter. Because it's Halloween season, we do got to ask. One's got to go. Candy corn?
Ooh. Or Melissa.
Or Hershey's bar? Which one's got to go?
Candy corn.
That one's got to go? Why is that?
Come on, Hershey's bars.
That's a great defense. Honestly.
End of story. I get it.
I mean, come on Hershey bars. That's all we need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Austin.
Melissa.
Got an email from quote unquote Jennifer, who wants to remain nameless, from Chicago for Dear Melissa in Austin.
Ooh.
Who unfortunately seems to have another woman involved in her and her husband's life.
Uh-oh.
But she's only there in photos. Jennifer, what's going on?
Hi, good morning. So I found a hidden photo album on my husband's phone, and it's not nudes or anything like that. It is just hundreds of pictures of a random woman from our gym.
Ew.
Like, their photos, like, candid, I guess. Like, she doesn't know that they're being taken of her.
Right. So she's in the background of all of his selfies, of group shots, even, like, zoomed-in close-ups. Like, he's been secretly taking them of her.
Ooh.
Ew. Geez. Right? I don't love this, but this is... feels a little creepy. I would say out of line, but it really borders being kind of creepy. It's sort of freaking me out a little bit. Not that I think he's going to do anything, but more creepy in the sense of when somebody else doesn't know that you're taking pictures of them, let alone on top of that being married and then hiding them on your phone or whatever. What did he say about it?
So when I asked him about it, he swore he has no idea how they got there.
What?
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. And he said that it must have been like some sort of photo sync glitch. What is that?
No. I don't know
what that is so no, gaslighting.
No. I am very technologically sound. That is, there's no photo glitch. That's not a thing.
That's a whole lot of accidental photos.
I don't like this.
It's so weird. There's so many ways to describe this. Weird, creepy, disrespectful.
Yeah.
He's gaslighting you.
Yeah.
He's lying. All of that. There's so much going on.
Right. I want to believe him, but like, maybe this is just as creepy as it sounds.
Your husband needs therapy.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He's got a problem. And I guess for, you know, me, I'm not so forgiving about things like this anymore. I used to be, and it would always bite me in the butt. So I tend to be very, not always black and white, but in situations like this, I probably would leave. And it's because of the multiple reasons. It's not because it was just one thing. It's because it's creepy. It's because he's lying. It's because he's gaslighting. It's because he's disrespecting you. I mean, there's so much going on with that. You don't have to do that if you feel like you'd rather see if you can get him to go to some sort of therapy and then figure it out. But I know me, and I know that I would be so taken aback by the list of things that are going on here. And I hate saying that because it's like relationships are important, and but how we treat each other is important.
Yeah, without
question. So how do you have the relationship without having somebody treat you the right way?
Yeah, I tend to give a little more grace in these instances, but I do feel like it does need to be an ultimatum of if he doesn't seek help, then you're out the door. It's not okay, and you don't deserve that.
I do appreciate your insights, and you're right, he does need therapy.
Well, I'm so sorry that you're going through this. I can only imagine what you were going through. So if you need anything else, you know how to reach us.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
If anyone else needs advice, email me, melissa@us99.com or austin@us99.com.
Super excited. Got a really fun, packed weekend in store because not only do we have John Morgan coming in playing our Blue Cross Blue Shield soundstage here a little bit later this afternoon, but also I'm staycationing, guys. I am
doing
a weekend in the city, yeah, with my wife.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, the girls are going to be with Grandma and Grandpa at our house, and we are just, we're coming in town because we have a wedding, and it's all of our, it's like the last friend from college to get married.
Oh, fun.
Our dear friend Caitlin, and we're super excited because it's going to be a very nice wedding, and the wedding is on Sunday, and so we have events leading up to it.
Wait, is this going to be your first time away from the kids since Blair was born?
You know, it might be. Yeah, wow. Now that I think about it.
Because you've gone to see the parents, but you haven't like left
the last
them,
like
right?
trip Meredith and I took where it was just the two of us was right before we found out she was pregnant with Blair.
Wow.
So it's been a minute. So yeah, I think that might be why I'm so excited.
Yeah, I could see why.
Right? I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm going to miss the girls.
Yeah.
I, you know, obviously being away from them, they're at such a fun age that I really do enjoy being around them at every moment that I can.
Trust me, I get it.
But it is also nice to get away and kind of, especially with some college friends coming to town this weekend, going to have some fun in the city.
So as the only non-parent on this show, is there a level of anxiety you're facing, though? Like, yeah, it's fun to maybe get away and act like you're in college again, but, like, you're away. You're not, it's not like Mare's with them or you're just with them. You're gone and not too far, but still.
And, I mean, anytime you leave them with grandma and grandpa on either side, my parents, her parents, like, there's that little bit of worry of, like, okay, are they going to... are they going to spoil them a little too much, or are they going to, you know, keep with the regular routine?
Well, plus, Blair has never not had you guys there.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a first.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, other than outside of, like, babysitters and stuff, you're right. So will be interesting. But Blair, I think I'm least worried about. It's the older one, Kennedy, that I feel like she's the one that's going to be like, it's going to be going through her head. She's going to get sad at times because we're not around, and which will break our hearts. And like, we try not to FaceTime when we are gone, like, you know, like if we're away from them,
it'll
like
probably
for
make
a night.
It harder for
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So. Would hate for anything to happen this weekend.
Okay.
I would hate for something to happen where you have to talk to us about it.
On Monday morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, if I can remember, you know, I'm going to share it right here on US 99. But are you? Do you guys have anything? Anything in store this weekend?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact.
What?
Well.
What?
I'm getting together with Mr. Miami.
What?
You're just telling us this now?
This weekend?
Yeah.
We're hearing about it next. Here I was just talking about my little staycation that we got in Chicago this weekend, and Melissa was just sitting on a bombshell of a report the entire time. Right before we went to break.
Right.
Melissa revealed that she has got a Mr. Miami update. Melissa, you're getting together with Mr. Miami this weekend? He's in town?
He's not in town right now. He's coming back into town this morning.
Ooh.
Flying back in, not from Miami, but from New York.
Ooh. So is he coming in town just to meet up with you?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah. No. It's Friday. He's on his way back from work.
Oh, okay. Sure. No,
yeah,
totally,
yeah.
Totally,
oh, right. Total Friday move by Mr. Miami.
Yeah, no, you totally come back on Fridays. What are you guys going to do?
They do plenty of these things. It's like violin music by candlelight, but this one's like spooky.
What? Wait, hang on.
No, this one's spooky.
Aside, violin music by candlelight. That is the most romantic, spooky thing I've ever heard.
I know it sounds romantic, but it's not. Like, they will do other shows. Like, they'll do A Night of the Eagles. Like, or, you know, the band. Or they'll do, like, other, like, themed nights.
All and by so, candlelight?
Yeah, but it's because it's violin. So it's supposed to be, like, super entertaining and cool.
And I hope romantic.
It's cool.
Yeah, no, totally not romantic at all.
Yeah, definitely. Like, if I was looking for a spooky vibe, I definitely wouldn't go to a haunted house. I'd go to a nice violin concert by candlelight.
Well, yeah, luckily the lights are going to be on. Wait, I'm sorry. The candlelights will be on.
Yeah.
Those are definitely not known to set the
mood.
Yeah,
they're going
to
be rose petals scattered around the ground.
Oh, no. It's going to be like all Halloween music. So it's going to be, I'm hoping it's going to be like kind of creepy.
See, Melissa, I love you to death. Right. And I'm very protective of you. And when you get like DMs from guys sliding into your DMs, a lot of times you'll respond because you're such a kind human being.
Yeah.
However, you don't realize that one, they are being very flirtatious in nature when they DM you.
No, they're not.
And you don't realize that the very kind response that you give back can come across as flirtatious back.
No, it doesn't.
So.
No.
I would be hard pressed to think that Mr. Miami isn't trying to be somewhat romantic here and you're just not picking up the vibes.
I bought these tickets to take a girlfriend. These were my tickets.
Wait, so you invited him?
And then I found out he was back. I was like, oh my gosh, I was going to take one of my friends. She can't go. Do you want to go?
Wait. So the friend couldn't go, and your first ask.
This is huge.
Is
huge.
The man who has been sending you sushi on Uber Eats sent you two pairs of flowers for your birthday.
Yeah, that didn't start flirting with you until his divorce was finalized.
I don't know what to say. You guys always make something out of nothing.
No. This is not nothing.
You do too.
No, nothing would be not even hanging out. This is something.
You're making something out of nothing.
312-946-4995. Text in. Is this something? I want the people to weigh in. 312-946-4995. Text us.
Well, where are you guys going to go after? Are you going to maybe stop by the Sybaris?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What? I'm just asking.
Ew,
that's a nice place for friends to stay.
God, what are you?
Afterwards,
pervert?
Melissa's like, hey, do you want to come up?
I was just being nice.
Yeah, for coffee.
Yeah, I didn't think he thought what he thought.
The Sybaris has a water slide. I thought we were having fun.
Get out of here.
I cannot wait.
Making something out of nothing.
I suddenly cannot wait till Monday morning to get the update on how Melissa and Mr. Miami's night went. All right, here we go. It all comes down to this. We have got Amy Rose, our resident matchmaker, joining us. Now, over the week, she has spent a day interviewing Melissa. She spent a day interviewing me and spent a day interviewing Kyle to determine who is the more compatible coworker for Melissa.
And I'll be honest, before we did this, I couldn't pick.
Amy, before we reveal your results, what did you learn through this process?
Well, just like everything in matchmaking, there's a lot of nuances that go into each and every single one of us. And then when you put in the piece that you're trying to find a great coworker who you're going to spend a lot of time with, you have to really unpack and figure out a lot of their work ethic, their personality, how they show up each day. If they are struggling, what could be those pieces where there'd be friction between coworkers? Mm-hmm. Okay. I think it's great that there is a reason that there is probably three of you on the morning show as opposed to just two.
Amy, who is the most compatible for Melissa?
Okay, this is very hard to say, but it's true. I believe that Kyle is the better coworker for Melissa. So it's balance. So Austin and Melissa have a lot of commonalities, and it's obvious why they work so well. They have that perfect combination of knowing each other so well. But then when Melissa sometimes needs things that can't be similar to her, she needs a grounding opposite force of Kyle. I find that most people and most situations that are highly successful is when we're all in balance. And you need to make sure that you have someone who has some opposing forces and qualities that can help balance when stuff gets really hard. It's that whole notion of people think you should be 50-50, but at the end of the day, so Melissa may come to work only at operating at 20%.
Yeah, like most days.
In order for your show.
I hope I come to work a little more than 20%.
Yeah, like 25.
If you could pick one thing from all the questions, what's the one question and answer you got that might have been a deciding factor?
So what I did like was that Kyle was intentional and prepared, it seemed. And I know that when you want to be successful, you definitely need someone who's has that mindset. I would say that it was more of the nuance of understanding that when you need a collaborative environment, he seemed to answer all of the questions based on collaborative, and his communication style was spot on for what you needed.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I'd love to look see it, Melissa.
I guess that means I get to spend less time with Melissa, so good luck with that, Kyle.
Wait. That's not what we agreed on.
What I was thinking is that you and I need to work together more so we can get on the same page.
Melissa and I are already on the same page. You're going to have to put in some overtime.
I am not working any more than 6 to 10 every weekday morning. Amy at 3dayrule.com. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Kyle, you want to go get lunch?
Yeah. Austin's going to serve, right?
No. Melissa revealed earlier this morning that she's getting together with Mr. Miami tonight, which is my great news. She also revealed to me that they're going to dinner somewhere nice in Chicago, and I need your help guessing where. I've guessed a few places, and I have not gotten it yet. So 312-946-4995 is our text line. Text me a couple of nice restaurants in Chicago, and we'll see if we can nail this, and
nice.
We'll reveal it coming up in a little bit. But Melissa,
yes,
let's get to some great news.
It is time for the great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me, and I promise you will also feel great. Go to feelgreatillinois.com. And it's a great day to be alive. I know
the sun's still shining when I close my eyes. Brian and Palatine.
What's your great news?
So next week for my birthday and Halloween, I'm flying out to Boston to see my sister, and the whole sibling and cousin crew is going to be in town, so my brother and his wife are flying out from San Diego.
Ooh.
And Chicagoland area.
Oh, so you have a whole bunch of people flying out for your birthday.
Yeah. Well, my sister and brother-in-law live in Boston, so there's going to be about 13 of us.
Nice.
Oh, come on.
Is this a milestone birthday?
Kind of. Not really. I mean,
37.
Hey.
All right.
It's not 40 yet. So to me, every birthday before you hit 40 is a milestone birthday. Right?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, not 40 yet.
What's your plans in Boston? Do you know what you guys are going to do?
Just trick or treat with the nephew and nieces.
Oh, that's cute.
And just re-wax. I mean,
when's the last time? Has it been a long time since you've seen some of these people in the family?
My sister and my niece came in June, and the San Diego ones I haven't seen since last Christmas.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, that's great. And what day is your actual birthday?
Sunday the 2nd.
All right.
Well, we want to wish you a happy birthday.
Yep.
Have a safe flight. And I hope you have a great time with all those family members. You haven't got to see them in a long time. So you'll have some great bonding time.
And have a very happy and spooky Halloween.
Thank you. Awesome.
You're welcome, Ryan.
Well, thanks for calling with your great news.
No, thank you. I'm listening to you guys every day.
Oh, thank you, brother.
Thank you
so
much.
We appreciate it. Have a safe trip,
okay? Met you both at Saddle Up last year, too.
Oh,
yeah, that's right. That's right. I remember.
That's awesome. Well, hopefully we'll see you at another event out.
We'll do.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
I feel like we're only getting closer to guessing where Melissa is going to dinner with Mr. Miami tonight. If you've texted in, we still have not gotten it, so keep the text messages coming. I do know that is somewhere in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Loop. That is the only clue I've gotten so far. So it's somewhere in the Loop in Chicago. It's a fancy restaurant, and it's a chain.
It's on Randall Street.
Okay, and it's a chain. So, Melissa, in the meantime, let's get to some more great news.
All right, it's time for more Great at 8.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Vicky and Elgin, the E-Dub. Some people call it that.
What's your great news?
Oh, my great news is my niece, Alexandra Kay, is going to be performing on the Kelly Clarkson show on Monday.
Wait, what?
What? Are you kidding me? Performing how?
I'm not kidding. So she is a country music star. She was independent for several years, and she was discovered on none other than TikTok and YouTube singing Jolene. And she exploded and toured with Tim McGraw and Jelly Roll and Brad Paisley. And she signed earlier this year with a label, the same label as Jelly Roll and Blake Shelton and Lainey Wilson. And her sophomore year album just dropped at midnight tonight. And she's performing on Kelly Clarkson on Monday.
This is crazy.
This is
wild.
Wait,
what's her full name again?
Alexandra Kay. K-A-Y.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I think I know that name.
That's incredible.
Oh, my God. Let me tell you, I listen to you guys all the time. I'm a sales rep, so I drive a lot. I'm in my car. I listen to you all the time. I'm like, when are they going to play AK's song? And I hope that now that she's, her album's out, hopefully, you know, her new, her first single, Second Wind, hopefully you guys will be playing it soon.
Yeah.
Is she getting some radio play yet?
So she, like I said, was independent for several years and toured independently all over the country, international. She was in London, everywhere.
Love it.
And she was on the highway, and she gets a lot of play in our hometown of Southern Illinois, her hometown, Southern Illinois, in Waterloo, Illinois. And but I haven't heard her yet here in Chicago.
Okay. Well, it won't be long. Yeah. That's for sure. My goodness. Playing Kelly Clarkson and signing record deals. That's incredible.
I know. We're so, so proud of her. We're just bursting with excitement for her.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
You should be.
So hard.
Yeah. This is amazing. Okay, everybody. Go follow Alexandra Kay on Instagram. I'm guessing she's on Facebook and TikTok. And you can go listen to her country music.
Yes, please. She is everywhere. Alexandra Kay, you will not be disappointed.
Right. I don't think I will be, considering all the things she's doing.
My goodness.
I know. Well, come see her in Milwaukee. She'll be at the Rave on November 16th on my birthday.
Nice.
That's a great venue. There we go. All right.
I know. Thank you guys so much. Love listening to you. You guys really brighten my every morning.
Oh, Vicky.
Well, thank you for calling and sharing that great news, and pass along the congrats from us to her.
Alexandra Kay is on our radar now.
Yay. Oh, thank you so much. You have a great day.
Okay, you as well. Too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It is 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35. Joining us today are our dear friends Kathy in Midlothian and Scott in Hampshire. Scott, why don't you say hello to Kathy?
Hi, Kathy. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Well, we got that out of the way, and now you guys are going to be duking it out for some tickets to the McHenry Music Festival that will have Kane Brown and Hardy and many other artists. Courtesy of McHenry Music Festival. With the 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Do you both feel ready?
Yes.
With all that said, let's play. Question number one. Cody Johnson has a duet called I'm Gonna Love You with what female American Idol winner?
Kathy. Carrie Underwood.
Is it Carrie Underwood? Kathy's on the board, 1-0.
Question number two. Which country star who has duets with both Cole Swindell, Hardy, and Jelly Roll burst onto the country music scene with a song explaining some things a man ought to know?
Scott.
Kathy.
Scott.
Megan Maroney.
Is it Megan Maroney? It is not. Kathy, you got a guess?
Lainey Wilson.
Is it Lainey Wilson? Yeah. It is. Kathy leads 2-0. Scott, if she gets one more, she's getting those McHenry Music Festival tickets, okay?
Got it.
All right, here we go. Question number three. According to Alan Jackson's hit song, She's Gone What? 3 seconds.
Uncle Scott.
Scott?
Crazy.
Is it crazy? No. It is not. Kathy, you got a guess?
Country.
Is it country? It is. Kathy, you're going to McHenry Music Festival.
Awesome. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you're going to have a great time. Scott, we also have more tickets coming with the 5 at 8:35 next week, so call back and try again.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Guys, I have some bad news.
Oh, no, what?
Melissa is a nerd! She loves science so much.
So much.
She won't stop talking about it. And we said, Melissa, if you promise to stop talking about science off the air, we will give you an entire segment on the air called Melissa's Weird Science, to which she said, that sounds like a good idea.
That sounds just like her.
Oh, my gosh. It does not.
And thus gave us Melissa's Weird Science.
Melissa's Weird Science.
Ew. Melissa, what are you going to teach us from the world of science this week?
Originally, I thought this should be for Kyle, but then you've started running, and so now this is for you, too.
Ooh.
Do you think it matters if you run indoors or outdoors?
Ooh, this is actually great. Like on a treadmill indoors or like in a track indoors.
And are we talking about treadmill. Like weight-wise or like...
Any-wise.
Ooh.
I always
treadmill
feel like
or outside?
I always feel like outside's better.
I feel like I can run further outside.
Mm.
Like I get less in my head when I'm running and the scenery is changing constantly around me, mainly because I'm ADD.
What do you think, Melissa?
Well, physiologically, both the treadmill and outdoor running train your cardiovascular system almost exactly the same.
Really? Interesting.
And I had no idea. I thought it would be a little bit better outside as well.
Yeah.
Well, I've always heard, especially from my doctor, that running outside is better for your legs naturally.
Like just like because like running on asphalt is softer than running on a treadmill.
Well, not just that, but be your form as well can sometimes be thrown off on a treadmill because it's more compact and you might be running a little bit different trying to adjust to the speed as
that
opposed to if you're running on your own.
There's something to that. Here's the difference. A lot of people think that cardiovascular-wise it's better, but obviously it's not. The difference is that your body outside is forced to adapt to real-world variables like wind resistance, heat, and bumps in the ground. And those challenges recruit more stabilizing muscles and that kind of thing. Treadmills, on the other hand, reduce impact variability and remove environmental unpredictability.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
Setting the treadmill incline to 1% can better simulate an outdoor effort.
I do that every time. I actually do that.
Just 1%?
When I used to do Orange Theory, they would always say set your treadmills at 1%. Mm-hmm. And so I just started doing that since then. And yeah.
I do mine at 3%, but it doesn't matter.
Oh, wow. Well, I do mine at 4%. Well,
I do at mine at 5 now.
Anyway, so you guys, always competitive. So if your goal in general is just to train your heart for cardiovascular reasons, don't worry about it. You can run inside and you don't have to think that you need to be outdoors.
Okay, well, let this be a note to all my brethren in Elmhurst. If you see me out running, which I constantly do around Elmhurst, to just say, hey, you could be doing this inside on a treadmill.
And keep in mind, you know, running on a treadmill or running outside, I will be training for the London Marathon.
Gosh,
but
no.
For a good cause, if you want to help the kids at St. Jude and help me run the London Marathon,
there you go.
You can text Kyle, K-Y-L-E, to 312-946-4995. You're helping the kids. You're not helping me think about it like that.
I text what to 312-946-4995?
That's Kyle, K-Y-L-E.
You can text Austin to 312-946-4995, but we won't send you anything back.
Melissa's with science.
Ew. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.